This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
There are like signals that you know when you wake up, if you can remember, where, like, what kind of sleep
you got
and like how deep you were in, which I found like fascinating.
So where
I
mean, do wet dreams fall? What REM do I go to?
You're in the
when
wet
I wake
dream,
up
girl.
Soaked.
That's you're in the wet well, dream.
By
you're
that
not
is
even
the ultimate. Girl, you met God, honey. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. As promised, here is part two of our boozy lunch and continued shenanigans. We have laughed. We have maybe shed some tears, but we have such a good time, and I can't wait for you guys to listen. So enjoy the episode.
Wait, really fast. The
yes.
Naked.
Oh,
the
right. Naked. What? Okay, what
okay,
the hell are you talking about?
I've seen so many news articles.
Okay.
People were talking about it.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, I'm just going to tune in. Just.
Okay.
Just
what's the name of the show?
Naked Attraction on Max.
Naked Attraction.
Okay. It's from England.
Okay.
Already love it.
Okay. Here's the premise of the show. You've got the one single person.
Okay.
And you've got naked people. And they choose them.
Wait, like naked, like you can see everything?
Or
are they behind?
And they're literally, you can see everything.
No face?
Hold on. So
okay,
they give them like five questions, or like they five different, not even questions, but it's like opportunities to see them. So it starts with, okay, from the waist down. So you're literally standing there and I'm watching TV and I just
chicken
see five,
legs. Woo, woo,
five
chicken
dicks.
Legs.
Five dicks. And then each
fucking HBO oh Max, man.
And I looked around. I felt guilty. Like I was like going to get caught doing something. Oh, yeah, no. And so then
I think
you
we
eliminate.
Need to pause this. No. I think we need to pause this. We need to watch it. We need to binge. And then we need to talk about this one.
I think everyone needs to pause
so,
this.
Wait,
and
really?
We yes.
need
go
to watch it.
Okay. I think you've said enough.
Okay.
About how
we're intrigued.
Raunchy and good this
you
might
said
be.
Five penises and we're like, and
sign
pause.
Me up.
And pause.
Just really fast.
Okay.
So, but are they weird? Are they all different? Different looking?
They're all different looking.
Mm.
So eventually they have to eliminate, right? So they'll get to the point where they do show their face. They're just standing there naked like this. Some are super hairy. Some are super trimmed. Like, oh, all of it. Yes. And then they say, okay, what do you like about your body? What don't you like about your body? And so then you get to hear their voice. And then you get to hear. So then you finally, when they get to the last two.
Naked
the
and what?
Single. Naked attraction.
Naked attraction.
Then here's the plot twist. The single person that's choosing then has to go get naked. So that way the person they're going to go on a date with has to see them naked. So they're literally looking at
do
each other naked.
Do they get to
naked.
Ask questions too? Or no?
No.
It's
just that they're looking at each other and then the person picks and then they go on a date and
wait,
they
wait,
show
wait.
Them
does
on
the,
a date.
Does the one that they pick say, yes, I'll accept based on what they look like naked?
Or did they already get accepted?
They
now basically it's like,
already,
they have to go on a date.
Yeah, exactly.
They just
oh,
get to see a
awkward.
Sneak peek.
No,
yeah.
See, I would have been like, they I mean, rejected your
well, you
proposal.
Know what?
Right?
I haven't
your
seen
date.
I haven't seen like someone say no because all of them are really good looking. And so I doubt they would say no, but it's crazy because they have every body type. You've got every kind of profession. And then after they reveal the guys that are not selected,
so
and there's lesbians
every,
on there too. There's
every,
girls that are bi.
Is
like,
every episode one single person and who they end up picking?
It's one. It's one guy and one girl. So
okay.
Each episode will be two.
Okay. So now
okay.
We have Love is Blind.
Done.
Married at First Sight, and then this physicalness, which I feel like is all three, like they're hitting all three, right?
But this,
but
is the
this one's, I mean, not marriage. This one doesn't have any marriage
no,
right,
what I'm
tied
saying
to
is
it.
Like, in any way that you could fall for somebody, it's either visually, like actual, like body. Another one is Married at First Sight, which is like, oh my, I don't know.
You're committed to marriage and
like,
sticking it out.
Right, without seeing anything else.
Okay, right.
And then the other one is literally like your mind.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Which one would you guys want to be on?
I would never do Naked Attraction. I would rather kill myself than be naked. And with every, and they're standing like this.
Like, do you have more confidence in your mind?
My
in
mind.
Your, just your face or your full body?
No.
Because that's what it is. It's either they fall in love with your mind, they fall in love with your face, just seeing you, or they fall in love with your whole body.
I would rather do
I feel like I've been on, I feel like I went
You
through,
are on Married at First Sight?
Yes. Riley and I basically like saw each other, okay, fine, and then we got, had to do like life after we got pregnant so early.
Right.
Okay, here's what I do want to put a little caveat. If I didn't have to be naked, but I could choose the one that's naked...
then you would
then
do that.
I would do it. Because let's just get to this, cut to the chase. Like, I want to know if we're going to be compatible or
right,
not.
Right, see, that's where your mind goes. I would want
to
do the
but
pods.
But there's other things to be compatible with
I
someone.
I get it. But and sex sometimes, is important.
But sometimes build can get there emotionally, mentally.
Okay,
then
okay.
The physical can come.
Okay, but what yeah, happens I, if the phys- what happens if he has like premature ejaculation?
Right.
What happens if he has a
micro,
a very micro,
micro
penis?
Penis?
Right, like are you
that
gonna still
matters.
Love him? But what matters more to you, I guess, is the question.
Okay.
Or is it all equal? Like eventually,
look,
are
if you're not
all
okay, satisfied. Like in Spanish,
but in Spanish, cada pedo, right? Everything, like every... Yeah. That's tu pedo. That's what you're going to have to like get
deal
over.
With.
You're going to have to deal with. That is your challenge.
But again, it depends on what you are willing to sacrifice. I feel like everyone at some point sacrifices something in a marriage, right?
Yes.
And maybe it is the fact that he's not this, you know, like.
I wouldn't say I mean, it's your challenge. It's your challenge. It's your marriage
I
challenge.
I call it sacrifice. Okay, it's
so,
a fucking sacrifice.
But so to me, intimacy is just as important as everything else.
Right.
Because if you don't have that,
right.
You're not connecting. You become distant, cold towards against each other.
Right.
It doesn't. It'll eventually lead to resentment.
Right.
So you do need to be sexually compatible and satisfied. Otherwise, or they'll end up cheating, or you're cheating,
and
or you're
vice
doing
versa.
Something.
Okay,
you
but
may
I think
also
it's
need
but
to
I think
fulfill
it's because,
other areas.
But I think it's because you're coming from a place of like, you've been there, done that, right? So
right.
I think this is like hitting home for you that now you're like, fuck that. I know what it's like. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. And I so think- for the ones that are more like Jessica, where sexual appetite is important, then yes. Then you need to keep that spice. You need to talk about your sex.
But now that,
you
okay.
need to talk about that.
But now that you've like been dating,
yeah.
Do you feel like you rather have had children and gone through life and whatever with someone who just was like great in bed, but like you guys were fighting all the time?
No.
Or would you have wanted something that was still healthy and like, okay, we're compatible. Like, yeah, you know, no one's perfect, but like we can go through life together. Like what's like what everyone has a
I don't do fighting. I don't like the fighting. I don't like arguing. I think it's
I mean,
toxic.
No one does.
I get it. But there's some couples that do it without even knowing they're doing it or they're just we don't talk about Bruno. But I think
right.
it's so unhealthy for the kids to watch. It brings back family my trauma from my childhood. So
for
I
you,
will
it was
avoid
like,
it at all costs.
Right.
And we call it
costs.
Conflict resolution. So we're teaching our children that you can have an argument and then find a resolution to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, as you guys are throwing shit across the room.
No, we don't throw anything.
No,
we don't throw anything.
Tim throws that. Remotes.
I mean,
on occasion.
Through all remote.
Maybe one Apple remote has been repaired
yeah,
at yeah. some point, but that is all.
Yeah,
no,
but it's just,
but,
I get
that. But everyone, but there are a lot of relationships. Like we are all in such different relationships.
Right.
It's very different.
We are all in, like, we married such different men. But we are all very different.
Yeah, I agree.
Individuals as well.
Right. What she can handle, you probably just couldn't handle, or what I can handle. And what I can handle and what I'm willing to do, you guys would never fucking do.
Right.
So that's the sort of the beauty also of like finding your person.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, dude, no fucking other woman is going to deal with the shit that I'm dealing
mm-hmm.
with. Okay, motherfucker? Like there's only one me.
Oh, amen. Can I get an amen, girls? Yes. Queen. Yes.
Or like, so like, it's funny because Tim will sometimes say like, oh, I picked the right sister.
Yes.
Right? And it's like, well, yeah, one,
yeah.
Ha ha ha. Yes, you did.
Riley
but
says
also,
it all the time.
Jessica would
okay,
literally.
Yeah, bitch, you're a fucking
sorry.
Vocal. I'm Amy's enough to me with
so
it.
It's sorry. Okay.
And you know,
I'm so sorry.
But you know what I should do here?
So you can listen to yourself.
No, we can all listen.
We can all share.
Because I know my, okay. But don't get all quiet now, girl.
She's like, and welcome to today's podcast.
Uh-huh. So,
anyways,
we now
fight,
I can hear myself.
Now.
Okay, but
okay,
anyways,
so conflict resolution at your house.
You're right. I'm so loud.
It's okay.
So,
he's gonna have to just adjust it a little bit. But
I'm
it's
sorry,
fine.
Andy.
What were you saying? And it's weird to listen to yourself now, huh? Jackie got all quiet.
You is so dumb.
Uh-huh.
What
go.
Was I saying?
Oh, now she forgot.
That he married the right sister. But wait, Ryan says that shit all the time.
I said you would kill him literally within a week of being together.
Agreed.
Yes. You would have patience for him, but then you would kill him.
I would kill him too.
You would kill him.
I think you guys would be bored with Riley. I think Riley,
his sarcastic humor. He's all I would die too. Yeah.
But,
yeah. No.
But again, like that's. I'm glad you guys don't want to fuck Riley. Right. Like, that's great. Like, I'm glad.
Again, he's not Chris Hemsworth.
Exactly.
If he was,
sorry, honey,
over.
But you're not. Exactly.
He's but, more Loki.
Wait, who's Loki? I feel like that's an insult.
Loki? He's Loki?
Loki or like Loki?
No, both.
Hold on. I'll tell you in a second.
Fuck. I'm very nervous to see what this is.
Oh, my God, you guys.
You know why? Because
it's crazy to think, huh? That like... Oh my God. And then, so I've been watching these things on fucking Instagram. Goddamn Instagram, man.
I know. It'll suck you in.
Oh God, no. Like ew, he looks terrifying.
Because well, he's the bad guy in this series.
and Chris is the good guy. So
no, but it's
you're an asshole. You're an asshole.
Tall and he's like
and his,
lanky.
Thin. Yeah, by the way, look at his hairline. That is ew. Riley. I love you, honey. Okay, anyways. what was I getting at? Okay. Do you guys dream about like your exes a lot?
No.
You never do?
Mm-mm.
Do you?
You do. I dream about everyone.
But me too.
And everything.
No, me too. I had two in my dream last night.
You did?
Yeah.
What was it? What was your dream about?
I don't even know. I hate talking about dreams. I think they're so fucked. And when someone's like, can I tell you my dream? I'm like, no. I don't want to fucking hear your dream.
Yeah.
It's not real. But I was watching this thing last night on Instagram, a couple days ago. And it was talking about like the different dimensions that you can get to in your dreams, right? Like it's a very like powerful time.
Yeah.
Because there's so many hours and like you tap into like your subconscious, right?
Right.
So they're talking about how like even some dreams you can be in purgatory. Like they can be, it's like a really like bad place to be. But because it's another dimension of what we're living.
And our consciousness.
So in our consciousness,
I've had
yes.
dreams where I'm
let me
like, I'm like fighting for my life. And I'm like crying and I wake up crying. Like
yeah,
you wake up
right.
crying and you're like, you
feel like
oh
you
gosh.
Felt it.
Like I was absolutely there.
Yes.
And like I was telling you the other night too, when I wake up having that anxiety attack, like I was having kind of a dream, but I don't know what the
right.
dream was
or,
about.
Or what triggered you.
But it literally felt like I was trapped in a little box and I like couldn't breathe. I couldn't get out. Like
my outer
even
body.
Even my body.
See that I would say that's
like,
purgatory. Like that
like, felt
it's, it
like
was
it
right.
was
an awful
trapped.
Place to be.
It was just it was awful. Like
yeah.
like you want to just cry because you don't know how to like shake off the feeling.
And he talks about how you can basically prepare yourself before sleep to that way you can get like in like the highest like
the REM,
dimension.
Like the REM sleep?
Or well, we go through cycles, right? Yeah. We have like a 4-3-2-1 something and then like a REM. Or like 3-2-1 REM. And they say like if you smoke weed before bed because like it makes you like sleep better,
mm-hmm.
It takes longer for you to get into like that second
REM?
Cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And like I guess like your second cycle gets really affected, which then affects you to get to like to your REM.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Again, I'm not like articulating it well, but I'll send you guys the link.
I'm curious.
So,
yeah, me
but
too.
He basically gives you like tools to get there. So he's like, you know that you're in this dimension of sleep
when
you hear like if you hear a waterfall, like if you hear water or whatever,
oh.
or if you hear the sound of like birds and bees or whatever, then like you're in this type. So there are like signals that you know when you wake up, if you can remember where, like what kind of
sleep you got
and like how deep you were in, which I found like fascinating.
So where
I mean,
do
imagine.
Wet dreams fall? What REM do I go to?
You're in the
when
wet
I wake
dream,
up
girl.
Soaked.
That's you're in the wet well, dream.
By
you're
that
not
is
even
the ultimate,
ultimate.
Girl, you met God, honey. I don't know what you're dreaming, but
that's not purgatory, girlfriend. Honey. You reach God level.
You'll be a millionaire if you can teach us your ways, honey.
Yes.
I mean, how? What does that say about my dreaming and where I go?
No, that's nap time. That's nap time.
No, it's not even nap time. Sometimes it's like
during really? The
night at night.
You that's were just crazy. You're untapping. You're like tapping into that.
But again, it's like, what is happening in our subconscious that like we are like naturally going into when we go to bed? But like, why do I dream of my exes?
Maybe because it's unresolved business. Like there's something unresolved there that's lingering.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe they were reaching out to you. Maybe they're thinking of you. And so
they're not dead. Yeah. No, I know.
Right.
No,
so
no.
Maybe you're like energies. And you're mm-hmm. in his thoughts or their thoughts and they were thinking of you.
Oh,
and
I had so two thinking you, of me.
You're popular.
So it made you like
they kind of
energy.
Come
their energy came to you.
I think it's just the whole thing is so fascinating. And then when you see someone in your dreams that has passed away, right? Like, why did that happen? Like, what happened that, like, something, like, did a portal fucking open where it's, like, they were able to get through and, like, you were open to it? And I don't know, like.
So, you know probably. How Scott, whenever we talked to Scott, our psychic, was that he a psychic? What do we call him a psychic?
Psychic. Yeah,
he is. But you know how he was, like, what does he say? Either your energy or not the spirit guide.
Your spirit guide.
Yeah. So I think everybody has one. We just don't know who
or
they
we have
are.
Multiple.
We have multiple.
Yeah.
So it means that maybe when we're asleep, they're active.
We're more like susceptible to
it. And then maybe that's what's coming through. It's maybe messages. I don't know.
I mean, I think that there's like the body's like so... It's like the second bottle of wine, I feel like.
Oh, girl, let's go there. Let's go.
But I just feel like our energy and all of like the chakras and all of that, it's such a real thing. And I think that if you can for real like tap into that, mm-hmm. I think it's so fucking powerful. And not many people can do it. And I think that the ones that do it are so successful and are so like able to just like, you don't think so?
I don't know. Like what are the qualities of people that dream really well and get to that level?
Like the whole like, manifesting
are they, yeah, do they
and
manifest,
all of that.
Is their life really better? Are they more whatever?
I think they're susceptible.
Versus the ones that just sleep, REM, don't dream, and are okay.
Because I think it's all encompassing. I think I don't think it's just the sleep. I think it's like, it's how are you living? Are you genuinely happy?
And are you like
are
high
you living with purpose?
Are you with high energy?
Yeah. Like, are you living with high vibrations or are you I know a lot of low vibration type of people. Mm-hmm. Like when I leave that conversation, I feel worse than mm-hmm. when I got into that conversation.
Who's the facialist that mm-hmm. is also the psychic?
Yes.
Yes. So
Lonnie.
Lonnie. So she was saying when her family member died that she was feeling everybody else's.
But she's also a psychic. So I wouldn't say that necessarily counts because she's already tapped into something else that maybe not the normal.
Would understand.
Human would.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, and I know you have. You definitely have something like if you really Jessica has always had this since she was a baby, but like she can tap into I think the other side.
Yeah, no, I can I see spirits.
She sees dead people. But like for real though.
But for real. Like scary. Where all of a sudden I'm like,
wait, did we ever tell the story about when the fucking bed rose?
Oh no.
Tell that story.
So I'm known to have like night terrors to the point where I wake up screaming bloody murder. And then when I was married, you know, to Ryan, he'd like wake up and be like, what's the matter? What's the matter? And he'd like hold me and I would be like trembling because I could still see and feel whatever was in my dream. It was still there. The presence was still there. And the craziest, scariest part was that if I close my eyes and open it, I could feel faces coming up and then like moving away. And it would be just terrifying.
Do you still have those?
I haven't because I started to pray them away saying, good. I'm not open.
Right.
You cannot use me as I'm not a portal, whether you're good, bad, or whatever. Because some of them just want to connect because they think that you can't, they can talk.
Okay.
You.
Okay. So Teresa Giudice had the same experience it came at 40.
Hold on. But basically what happened was Ryan was sleeping next to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a night terror. And then he was like, oh my God, Jess, the scariest thing just happened. I'm like, what? He says, the bed rose a like just a couple inches. And then it slammed down.
And Ryan, I wish I could explain to you, Ryan. He's like the chillest. Like, he likes to just drink a beer and watch football.
Nothing fazes
Like, if he could live, if he could live in like the middle of the woods, he would. Like, he's just a very chill
dude. Now thinking back, he's never been the same after that. No, <I'm just>
kidding. But he, when he says it, you know it's legit.
Legit.
And he was like, that was the scariest fucking thing that's ever happened.
And I was having night terrors at that point, like four times a week. It was a bad time. It was a bad time.
And then you'd wake up sweating.
Just that there's like a the fear. Bone chilling fear. Because you don't know.
But as a kid, I mean, the reason you and I shared a room our whole life.
I slept in bed with you because I was afraid.
Because she was so scared.
I couldn't sleep in my own bed.
And I have attachment issues. So I was like, yeah, come sleep with me. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, baby.
Let's cuddle.
Yeah, let's cuddle. No, I didn't mind.
Yeah. No, and my kids swear our house is haunted.
So this is also the weird thing. So Jessica has like a lot of mirrors in her house, and there are mirrors in her bathroom where like basically like you have your his and her sink, the mirror, and then behind is a mirrored closet. So there's like mirror on mirror, and then we looked it up, and it was like mirror on mirror basically is like opening up this fucking portal for like not. Like spirits or energy or whatever you want to call it, to come through. And once we looked that up, I was like, holy fuck, that makes so much sense.
Why my room.
And didn't you say like in that area, is like the highest, like where you feel the most.
Well, but wait, the kids, Jessica wasn't even home. And the kids would walk and be like, we heard something in your room.
They heard water running in the faucet running. And Charlotte didn't even want to come home after school alone because she was terrified.
I'd be terrified.
Yeah. She was like, I heard the faucet going and I know there was nobody home. I'm all by myself.
But again, you guys haven't had any of that recently.
No, because I've been praying. I've been like, I have to be intentional about my prayer to say, protect over my children, my home. I have to like say, you're not welcome. I don't want it. I am not alone.
Yeah.
I'm not open for business. Sorry. Leave me alone. I got enough fucking drama in my life. I can't handle yours.
Which is drama. Again, it's so fascinating.
Okay, but like Teresa Giudice, it was like in her 40s.
Wait, Teresa, not Giudice.
Ah, Teresa Caputo.
Like, I was like, bitch, like she was in prison for a while. Yeah. I'm not sure if she was really trying to take on clients. You're talking about the girl with the blonde.
Teresa, yes. You were so dumb, Jackie.
Teresa Caputo.
The medium, whatever.
The medium.
Teresa the medium.
Okay.
Same thing happened to her. She felt like she had the connection early and it was same experience. She was scared of it. She never learned about it. And so for her, it was scary.
Right.
And then in her 40s, she met someone and they were like, you have the gift. They're trying to talk to you. Mm-hmm. So you can either do one, turn it on and learn about it and learn to talk to them, learn to like turn them away, or you shut it off.
So that's what Lonnie had told me. She's like, if you are interested because you have it, she says, there's a school.
Yeah, the school.
And she says, and then you can learn all about it because there really is.
So many books and like now resources that if you do want to know about it, you can. But if you don't, then same thing.
Maybe that's your next calling.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. I don't think she's.
I'm not in that life. It's not for me. I don't like it. No.
Okay, I don't see her doing that.
But you know who gets, who says he sees like spirits and stuff is Luke.
So Jessica has three kids. Charlotte, who is now 17, almost 18.
Almost 18. Madeline. 15. And then Luke, who's 12. Luke sees it and he'll crawl in my bed.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
So then I have to like go and pray over him and over his room to make sure that they leave him alone, that they understand, it's like that.
We have to ask mom, do Jews believe in like the supernatural? Do they believe in ghosts and spirits?
Mom doesn't.
I don't know. We know mom.
Yeah.
Mom's not really a Jew.
Yeah.
Mom's
what is a Jew.
No.
What is the Jewish religion stance on?
I don't think they believe it. I don't think
spirits. Does the Jewish religion believe in spirits and ghosts?
Let's find out. The beauty of Google. Let's see.
We got into a whole conversation the other night about, I'm very curious when it comes to religion. Maybe because I wasn't really raised that religious, because after the divorce,
right,
I didn't really go to church. I didn't do anything. And so no, I have a lot of questions. I didn't.
Yeah. All.
I never read the Bible. I just never really understood religion. I didn't know about it. And I didn't care to know about it. I think because then I got this whole like Jewish random side thrown at me. And then like, right. You know, like it was just never.
Your formative years, there was no foundation of religion, period.
Exactly. And so the other day we were talking about like the Bible, and I was asking you guys about like the First Testament versus the Second Testament, and you know, like what that actually, like what was the difference, and how did it even, you know, become like how, like I had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, we started talking about it, and you know, my mom was born and raised Jewish sort of against her will. And then, you know, at night, during the day she was Jewish, and at night basically she was like Catholic, and having to hide, you know, the Bible from her father. And you guys, I'm sure I've heard that if you guys have been listening to the show for a while, but we asked her and she had different beliefs than Jessica, than you do. And Jack, I feel like we all stand so different, like, which is interesting. It's not it like is. We're all united and we're all like,
right,
we love Christ, you know, like,
yeah, it's we not are like, not,
like we are not, we all have questions and we all have different beliefs, and yet we were able to talk about it, which I think is such a beautiful thing to do. Which if you're listening and you're like a diehard something, like, don't get turned off by the whole thing. It's just, I think it's okay to have questions. And I think it's okay to, like talk to me, like, as if I'm a child and I don't know about religion.
Healthy conversations.
Yeah.
Because if you educate somebody, then all of a sudden, then there won't be those
conversations
and the tension or the not knowing. Once you know, then you might see similarities and say, okay, I can understand that.
And religion is supposed to be beautiful. Right.
It is.
And
beautiful.
I think that because we have so many different religions in our family and we're represented by Christians, Catholics, Jews, I mean, you name it, we have in our family. So for the kids also to be exposed to different thoughts, different traditions, different ideology, and their curiosity to ask and be like, well, why does, like, I like this?
Right. Right.
Because in their heart, they have to go through life, like, you want them to have something.
So for example, look at this. An opinion worth holding is worth fact-checking. An opinion worth holding is worth fact-checking.
Yeah.
Like, if you have an opinion, then, like, try to, like, in fact, yeah. It's worth fact-checking. Like, if you're so wholeheartedly, like, on about something,
then you better spit your facts when you're...
Sorry. Okay. Now I understood.
Okay.
Is it the headphones?
Opinion. No. It's an opinion. An opinion worth holding. If you think that your opinion is so, then it's worth fact checking, right?
No. I was like, if you have an opinion worth holding, like you're hesitant.
Oh, you are. Okay. Then it's fact check.
Yeah. Okay, right. So, okay. Can I read this?
So it could mean the same thing.
It would be the same.
The Bible mentions. Okay, I may butcher this. Shadim, which is usually translated as demons. The Talmud, I don't know, guys, please don't fucking come after me. The Talmud seems to take the existence of demons, sometimes called Shadim, and sometimes called Mazikim, damagers, as a given fact. It mentions that these beings have some aspects of their lives which are similar to humans and some aspects of their lives similar to angels. It is taught that demons, Shadim, are similar to humans, that they eat and drink, reproduce sexually, and die. Demons are said to be similar to angels, that they can make themselves invisible, can fly, and can tell the future for 30 days in advance. The Talmud elsewhere also records a legend based on a brief mention in Ecclesiastes, I don't know. The King Solomon was able to command demons to do his bidding and enslaved Ashmedai, the king of the demons, but was subsequently deposed by him and impersonated by him. Later, rabbinical literature takes several directions. It seems that Oh my God, are we gonna get anywhere?
I don't
anywhere?
Know. No, this is way too long. You're going way too far.
Okay,
you lost
I just
me.
Wanted a real
now
quick
they want me to start a free trial to read the rest of it. Okay, never mind.
I just needed a yes or no.
I don't know. Oh, well. And it's all on Reddit. I don't know. We need to ask. By the way, we can just ask Julian. We can ask our cousin.
No. Let's ask him. Because
well, you know what's fascinating is that but wait, I have
or
three
is
kids.
That all? I mean, we'd have to go to like the root of the Judaism. But even for men, people have their own opinions. So it's like,
no. No.
You're talking about like the actual, like, how, where it stemmed from.
Right. Because obviously Catholics believe in it. I mean, they've got priests for exorcisms and they believe. Right. But that's the whole story of Catholicism is why we have a heaven and a hell is because the devil used to be, Lucifer was an angel and then went
but
against
God. But not just Catholics though, because that's in the, it's all in the Bible.
Wait, Lucifer was what? Again.
The devil.
Oh, he was the devil.
Because the devil's also
well,
in
he was
in
a devil.
Judaism.
I know, he was an angel.
He was an angel. He was an archangel. Right. Like one of his, God's, I don't know, top angels. And then they got in a fight.
Everyone that's like religious is like, these fucking bitches.
God, no wonder they're not, they don't go to church. Yeah.
No wonder she has the devil coming into her.
No, not me. No, not me. I'm Christian.
I know. It's a very touchy subject. And it's very touchy. But again, I don't know shit about any of this. And so I'm very curious about it. And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually like very curious about religion.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You should explore it. It's really
good.
I think
it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Like when you guys started telling me about like the disciples and like the, I mean, like all of it is very fascinating.
And it's in history.
And it's like they have, because I was like, how do we know? Everyone's going to kill me.
How do
we really know?
How do you know?
How do you know? And they're never going to know.
They're never going to know.
But anyways, the whole thing was very fascinating. I don't know how we even got there, but basically.
I don't know. But if you're interested, there's, I mean, Jessica was talking
you
about
can sign
series.
Up for my $9.99.
You can.
I'm
sure there's a lot of like historical things on the history of religion, why and who and what.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many like different religions. So it's like fascinating to know like, well, what do you believe in? Why do you believe in this? And what about this? And how does that, you know.
And like which religion
how
came
shit
first?
Overlaps, and then how this contradicts. Mm-hmm. But it's like, but I don't know. The whole thing is.
It is fascinating.
It's I remember we were talking about the Roman Empire.
That's how it started.
How often do you believe in like the Roman Empire?
Yeah, or how often do you think about it?
How often do you think about it? So we had talked about that. And then that, I think, started the whole conversation of like, well, that's how, you know, the Catholicism and this and the Roman, you know, Roman
Catholic
Church.
And the differences. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just fascinating. Like history is fascinating.
I love history.
We went from talking dicks and sex. Welcome to our lunches.
Tune in for next week. We've got a Jewish Catholic historical history lesson. Woo!
Okay, before you guys fast forward through this, I am beyond excited about this next sponsor because I just can't even believe that I'm even saying their name. It's Jenny Kane. And if you know anything about me, I could walk through their store and just like, you know, window shop there. And I've done it for years. And now they're a sponsor on the show and I'm so excited. If you don't know who Jenny Kane is, they are basically the California brand through and through. Their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all of your everyday sort of basics. Not to mention the most incredible home essentials as well. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best season yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Just go to jennykane.com and use code HUMBLE to get 15% off. Every time I wear these cashmere sweaters, I get so many compliments. They're beautiful. I'm actually wearing it in this episode. Their collection is designed just so intentionally that you can style pieces together without even a second thought. I love to wear like my sweaters, like my chunky sweaters with just like a denim jean, just super cool. Throw a coat over it. Everything is stunning, honestly, between that and their home essentials, their furniture pieces, their throws. I mean, I have so many pieces of theirs. It is just stunning. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code HUMBLE at checkout. Again, that's 15% off your first order. That's JennyKayne.com, promo code HUMBLE. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Can we just wrap it up on shit that's annoying you this week? Because let me just tell you, I have a few.
Go for it.
This is a you hour. Then let's
go. Let's talk about it. No, just like random shit that like annoys you.
Yeah.
When people are like trying something to eat, and they fucking say before it's even in their mouth, like, so good. It's like, bitch, try it. Like, it hasn't even touched your palate yet. Like, why are you even?
Did you do that?
No. None of you did that.
Oh, because you said this. What's annoying you this week? And I thought maybe you witnessed it.
I was watching it on someone, and she literally was like, and it's like you literally haven't even. Like tasted it yet?
Yeah.
You haven't even like nothing has happened.
Like swallow it
out. Or just like you know, just enjoy it for a fucking
or
second.
At least
before you're like
after you chew and you swallow and be like that was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really great.
That's like me being like, let me try this wine. It's like, bitch, fucking put it in your mouth. I just can't. Anyways,
that's annoying. Okay.
What else? Anything with you? Anything fucking annoy you the shit out of you this week?
Oh, I had a really annoying one, but it was like a work-related thing.
Yeah.
And we have, it's great. We're all about empowering the woman, and this chick, it's called, like, She Speaks, and juggling life, mom, career.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Every guy's like, turn that shit off.
Right?
She Speaks. Not today. No. She Speaks all day, every day.
Not listening. So I, like, tune in, and she's like, hi, I'm a VP. Uh-huh. Oh, you're a VP. And you're going to try and tell me about juggling career and life and children and life and this? When her husband is a stay-at-home.
Oh, and hell no.
Wait. I'm for this. What do you mean? Because she has a lot on her plate, and she's basically like the man in the relationship. Wait, why is this bad?
Correct.
Right, so she's teaching you how to basically juggle shit, right?
No.
I don't get it. What?
So it's basically now we're switching the roles, and just like a man was able to conquer the world with his stay-at-home wife, sure. Good for you.
Awesome.
The
feminist in you is speaking. Because you're basically saying, what the fuck is the difference?
We did not connect. Your struggle.
I disagree.
Does not relate.
Because I feel like men and women are fucking different to begin with. So
regardless,
yes, we are
going to
handle shit differently. No.
Regardless if it's the dad or the mom at home, if you have a stay at home, it's a different type of struggle than two working parents.
But her goal was saying, as a woman, right, having a stay-at-home man, and me having, as a woman, being the mom, it's different than being a dad. So she's speaking to you from her own experience of like being a VP, being a mother, having to manage all these things. I feel like.
But to me, it was like you missed your target audience. Not all of us are VPs, and not all of us.
Then you're, because you're like almost, not like you're insecure.
No.
But you're being like, like it triggers you.
No. It's like, well, I guess.
Why can't you be happy for her?
I would say if it was a VP.
No. What I'm saying is I loved her story. But it was like, juggling career and it's like when the first thing she said was I have my husband is a stay-at-home father focusing on the children. Okay.
Well, that's
what about all of us, the 99% of us that are probably both working? Yeah. What about us? That's the struggle. That's what I want to hear. I want
to hear. That's very hard to have to please every fucking person in the room.
I'm
not saying
that. But it's all, but I would have preferred.
I know, but again.
Someone that is like, I'm in that. I'm in the hustle.
That's like having to say, I'm sorry that I'm rich and successful because it triggers you that you are
poor.
Rich. Yeah. Your husband can't be poor. But I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that I think that it's hard to listen to like the woe is me.
Ask me what annoyed me. That was the question.
Hey, y'all did it by mine. Y'all did it by mine.
It was
I don't disagree with you. I just think that maybe like knowing maybe the context of it, you'd be like, you know what? I think that that's going to turn me off.
That is a, you put her on a, she succeeds. The powerhouse woman who like, this is how she got there. This, like, I don't know. It was like a different, I was expecting another
like
very similar situation.
Yeah. Oh, like how did I get here? Like, how can I get you to get here?
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
What did you want?
I wanted.
I don't think you want her to speak at all. She doesn't speak this week.
I wanted another like
empowerment.
We have to work.
Because that's your story.
I know. I'm being selfish. And guess what?
Guess what? When you tell your story one day, she's going to be like, I don't fucking work. And he works. So what about me? What about the woman that has to stay home and fucking deal with the kids and have to cook every day and have to do all that shit? And like, that's exhausting too, right?
I know.
So and what about that woman?
They're called stay-at-home moms.
Right.
We all know that's literally the hardest job in the world.
Right.
No, so what I was saying was,
like, how would you fix it? Let's talk about solutions. How would you fix this?
So if that was me and that was my,
would you have changed like the description of like what you're about to sign up for?
Yes.
And like, just, hey, let me give you a heads up. Like, this is who I am. This is what we're talking about.
But I would have provided a few different perspectives. Have like two or three different stories up there. So someone can connect with something from that story.
I like that. Okay. That's it.
Right, because I tuned her out and I was like, girl, you and I do not connect. I don't know what you're talking about. Your struggle is way, I'm like, I can't even listen to what you're saying about this and this. Yeah, it's like when people are like, oh, well, I have a nanny at home.
Right.
I can't connect with you. Okay, like we're on a different,
we have different struggles.
We're on a different struggle.
Yeah. And it's hard to make those connections and like, and really get into like the psyche when you don't even.
We can't connect.
We can't.
And here, at least with you guys, like we are different. Scenarios different, backgrounds different, different. Just
your
situations.
Eyelashes is popping off, girl.
Is it?
Yeah, right here in the inside. Oh. There you go. I don't disagree with you. In my last job, we got to the point where I couldn't connect anymore because it was such different worlds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was like your problems.
Are like the 1%er problems.
It infuriated me.
Right.
Because I was like, you're fucking complaining about something so goddamn stupid when I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for something or how I'm going to like, you know, find like a place to live, whatever it was. It was like, it just got under my fucking skin.
Yeah.
It, again, to your point, it's like, we are living such different lives that had I been in a different space, I would have understood you. I would have been totally fine with it. I could have like understood or whatever and been motivated by it, but I didn't. It pushed me in a different direction. It was like, I am so,
almost disgusted by that.
I just don't.
Like, be more humble. Like, shouldn't that be, like, you should have a better understanding of, like, there's your people audience. Starving.
It's just, like, understand your audience.
Right. I agree.
Even if you are a CEO of a company, a VP of a company, know who you're talking to and what they're probably
and
going
be grounded.
Through.
That's
what I'm right? Yes. It's like, okay, this that is my struggle, it. But how can I connect?
She just summarized but how what you can were I connect?
She turned real quick. Did you see that?
Listen, we're learning, bitch. We're learning. Learning. But and now I understand what you're saying. It's like, know who your audience is.
That's what it was.
That's it. It's just understand your audience. That was it.
And had they just had maybe a few different perspectives.
Okay, see, high level, low level.
Sure.
We got through it.
We talked through it. It's okay.
What annoyed you this week?
This whole conversation.
Jessica's annoyance is our fucking, is they talk. Like, not she talk, they talk.
Yeah. Spit it out,
anything,
Gina.
Anything annoy you?
that you want to talk about?
Yeah, that you can. Not that I can. By the way, that you can talk about.
There's things like...
Oh, shoot.
Oh, we'll have to do it next
week. Hold on, you're...
We're going to have to...
It's loud, huh? Sorry.
There you go.
Okay. So here's... I'll say...
Because we can wrap it up and do After Dark.
Online dating or app dating... Is,
we're all going to be on After Dark.
No, I won't know who it is. And then we won't know.
App dating is, I think, the most annoying thing. And anybody that's single that cannot find someone on the street in a grocery store or there
it's
is
always
no
been
more
annoying.
Random.
Jackie never had to go through app dating. But I went through app dating.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And it feels so transactional because it's like, I don't like how tall you are. I don't like this about you. I don't like that. I don't like everything is just so it bothers me. The whole thing annoys me.
I know. It's hard. It's not easy.
But yeah, is that the only way that people meet nowadays?
No. I think you can meet through work, through friends, through outings. Like
hobbies.
I think you just have to hobbies.
I'm gonna start going to the gym.
Yeah. I mean,
but then you'll meet like other gym rats.
Oh, I don't like that though.
They're not all gyms. They're not all gym rats.
When the profile is them like working out and pumping, and I'm like, oh God.
It's a different mindset, girl.
Worst.
It's a different mindset. They're in a different place. They're in a place of like, you know, well,
my body's my temple,
you know.
Okay, but you're also starting over, so
but that's a community of people
through,
that believe in the same
I
things,
agree,
right?
I
like,
agree. So,
I want you to be healthy. I want
for.
You to.
Yes.
They are. They're looking for that. They want like, hey, look, like I put a lot of time and effort into my body. I want you to do the same thing, right? Like it's a different type of community.
Yeah,
or like
I agree.
People who I don't know. There's different.
I wish we could see like a gym rat on Love is Blind and then see if they like can sniff out like if they're overweight or if they're also a gym rat. Like this is like.
So what's like your ideal like snack?
How many reps do you do?
No, like what's your ideal snack? What do you do? Are you like into macros?
If you could
eat. Yeah, how many macros a day do you eat?
Like if you could eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Chicken and rice?
Yeah.
So I take you to dinner. What's the ideal meal?
Are you asking about the oils or not? Oh, you eat sunflower oil? Never mind. Like,
I can't remember what dating show, but the guy was like, could I pick you up and put you on my shoulders?
It was on Love is Blind.
Yeah, it's like, my shoulders at a concert?
It was the annoying little guy last season. Remember who everyone hated him?
Which one?
It was that little I don't know if he's an Armenian or whatever. He was like that little skinny guy. And at the reunion, like they all just like completely like.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah. Shaq. His name was Shaq.
No, the Asian guy.
Jessica with the fucking facts
over
here.
No, I swear to God. Remember the Asian guy that was like.
No, not Shaq.
Not Shake Shack.
That went around the world. Remember
the one that put the eye drops in? Is that the one that you're talking about?
Oh my God. The
that
eye drops.
One.
The fake
that
eye
was
drops.
Him.
That was not him. That was a different guy.
Oh, but he was also psycho.
People are just opportunists, honestly. So I would love to do that kind of... I think it's a fascinating test study to see, okay, if there's a community out there, can you sniff out your people?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think that they can tell?
Yeah, but then, I mean, look, then you're getting into stories of, you have, like, there's people that are really fit and with other, their partner's not.
Yeah, and I think that's
totally
fine.
A thing.
And I think that that's fine, too. As long as you're both living a healthy lifestyle and you guys are supportive of each other, that's all that matters.
Yeah, no, look, there's extremes, there's different scenarios. Again, it boils down to what your relationship challenge is going to be.
Yeah, I agree.
What's your challenge? And what are you guys willing to overcome? What are you not going to overcome? And what are you going to do about it?
Empower her, Jackie, next.
To speak.
She speaks. She has spoken. She has spunken. I don't know.
Want different perspectives.
Yeah, but that is life, though.
It's so, you're so stupid.
That's life, though.
I love it.
Cheers.
Though.
I love
Cheers,
you guys.
I love you.
Here's
to
another
week, another bitch fest. No, I'm
another
just kidding.
Week.
No, we had
I love
a lot.
You guys.
We had a lot to talk about.
It's a piece so bad.
I know me too.
So basically, just for a quick update, I find out about the IUI situation next week.
next week?
Yeah, what day?
You know, they say that you can like test at day 9 or 10 or whatever, which is like this weekend. But we're going to Bachelorette weekend.
Oh, yes.
Bachelorette, so I'm not even going to think about it. So basically on Monday and Tuesday is when I test. So you guys will find out. Again, if you're on Patreon, I will let you guys know first. And I'm sure I'll have the girls on and we will talk about it. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've been telling you guys, like, I feel bloated and I feel like different, but not like, and today I'm not bloated. My nips don't hurt. So I don't know. And I did say, I talked to Riley about it. I'm like, I'm not doing a third IUI. I'm just done with it. I just feel like it's maybe because of like, he's going through his stuff and I feel like hormonally it doesn't like, I don't like the place that I get to, yeah. Whether it's hormones or whether it's emotional or mental.
A lot of pressure, the process,
I'm like over it. Yeah. I'm over it. Like financially, it's like another $1,000 here, $1,000 there. Go get this test for $1,000. It's like, I'm good. No. Like going back to the religious thing, if God wants me to have a child, yes. I feel like I showed up, I tried, like, and maybe I didn't try hard enough. I don't know.
No, you can't say that. That's not fair to say.
Right. I feel like I will say that I tried.
And you will go to bed at night in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
You did everything.
You tried.
You could.
I tried. You did it. And I feel like in this moment, I'm good. And like, I was so snappy. I was so bitchy. I was so this. And I'm like,
I don't like the person that I am
that, like, in this space. And I feel like, I'm not going to get pregnant.
No. And a mom. And you still have to be a wife and a mom.
Exactly.
And you're running a business.
And I'm over here like snapping. I'm like, not today, Piper. And I'm like, oh my God, who am I? Like, why am I like this? Like, this is not fun anymore.
No.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be this fucking hard. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? Maybe I'm trying to push something that's not meant to be. And if it will be, maybe it is naturally in the future.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yep. But I don't like how I am. And I'm just going to, if it doesn't happen, I can say I tried it.
You put it into the universe to take care of.
You let go. You let God.
Exactly.
Let go and let go.
And now I can just focus on my family. Yeah. I can focus on like the next steps in my career.
And then get married. And then finally get married.
Totally.
Maybe, it's the holidays. Maybe you do a fun next summer wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Piper's dying for you guys to get married.
She really keeps talking.
She's
about
dying
it.
To marry her father. That's actually true too. That's actually
she's
what's
like
happening.
My husband. Who's your husband?
My dad.
Did I tell you yesterday? She looked over at me when we were all talking about pregnancies and all this stuff, and she's like, she looks at me dead in the eyes, and she's like, "Don't get pregnant,
this bitch."
I looked at her. I was like, "Are you psychic? Do you talk to dead people?"
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, girl,
what do you know? I don't know.
What are you trying to tell me? I was like,
don't. Like, do you listen to the podcast?
And there was like a pause with
like,
each.
Bitch, I'm talking to you.
She was like, look at don't me when I'm talking. And I was like, tell me what you know, Piper. Yeah.
What do you know that I don't
what
know?
What do you know?
That's crazy.
Tell me. But everybody else, she's like, I want you to get pregnant.
And then she told Mom, you can't get pregnant.
Because you're too old. Because
you're too old. And I said, and you can't get pregnant because you're too young.
Yeah, and Mommy can't get pregnant because God doesn't want. I don't know why. Actually, I don't know why. Anyways, on that note, I love you guys so much.
Thank you
for being here.
Love you.
Everyone loves having you guys and listening to you guys. And I feel like I'm happy. I'm protective. Because I feel like I don't like, you know, people can talk shit about me all day, but I don't want them to talk shit about you guys.
Oh, it's fine.
So that part, you know, I don't, no one's talked shit yet. I'm just saying.
Yet.
Yeah. I'm very, yet, because that's going to happen.
It is.
But like, I'm very protective and I love you guys. But
we love you.
And we talk shit a lot about each other.
Thank you, fourth sister.
Exactly.
Thank you to the fourth sister for being here, for listening.
Cheers to the fourth sister.
We're cheersing to you. We love you guys. Cheers. Have a great, great week and we will see you all next week.
Yeah.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We will be back fresh next week. And hopefully we'll have some positive news with this whole IUI situation. So, love you all. Thank you. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.